Surah Al Imran, verses 156 to 172.
سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. الحمد لله, we are on page 97, ركوع number 17, Surah Al Imran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Before this, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to how the munafiqeen shirked from jihad, and a few who were in the jihad, their remarks were mentioned in the ayah that passed. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 156, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. O people of Iman, be not like those who reject the truth and disbelieve. وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا. And who say about their brothers, when they travel in the land or they go forth for war, what do they say? Had they remained in our midst, they would not have died or they would not have been slain. So they say that because they went out in jihad, they were slain. Because they went out traveling for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen, they lost their lives, which is a completely false belief. لِيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ حَسْرَةً فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. For Allah makes such negative thoughts a source of bitter regrets in their hearts. وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Ultimately, it is Allah who gives life and it is Allah who causes death. If somebody has gone out in jihad or for a deeny purpose and they lost their life, it has nothing to do with jihad or with the or going out for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen. The time for death is appointed and everyone will pass away on their time. And Allah sees whatever you are doing. So many people have went out in jihad and have always come back and they have passed on at homes. And so many people who lived in their homes for some reason, all of a sudden they had to travel somewhere and their life was taken. So wallahu yuhyi wa yumeet. Ayah 157. وَلَئِنْ قُتِلْتُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And to be slain in the path of Allah is such a merit. If you set forth nobly in jihad and you are killed in the cause of Allah, أَوْ مُتْتُمْ, or you die naturally, then surely it is forgiveness from Allah and His mercy, which is far better than all what they amass of material things. Those who shirk from jihad, from striving in the path of Allah, whatever they are amassing of worldly fortunes, striving in the path of Allah and losing one's life in jihad is far better. وَلَئِن مُتْتُمْ أَوْ قُتِلْتُمْ لَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. If you are killed or you die naturally, it is ultimately before Allah whom you will all be gathered. Next ayah starts with another topic. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum made a mistake when they left their positions of jihad. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also made a mistake when they insisted that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take the battle out of Medina instead of defending within. And many of them fled from the battlefield. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harsh with them. He did not rebuke them or reprimand them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 159, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is by the mercy of Allah that you are tender and gentle with them. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا, and had you been harsh, فَضًّا means harsh in speech, and غَلِيظًا means hard-hearted, they would surely have dispersed from around you. فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intercedes on behalf of the Sahaba and says, so overlook them, their shortcomings, and فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ, and seek forgiveness for them also. وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, and continue to consult them in matters of importance. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consulted them at Uhud, he had a view, some of them had another view, and their view wasn't the right view, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, continue to consult them. فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Then when you have resolved upon a cause of action, then place your trust in Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Allah loves those who place their trust in Him. يَنْصُرْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Ayah 160, if Allah helps you, فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ, none would overcome you. وَإِن يَخْذُلْكُمْ, and if he were to withdraw his help, فَمَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ, who is there besides him that could help you after that? وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It is only upon Allah that the believer should place their trust. Another theme in this ruku, وَمَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ أَن يَغُلْ. In the battle of Badr, an expensive shawl or a sheet was missing from the spoils of war. And some of the people, munafiqeen, said, perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has kept it for himself, which is completely wrong. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and it is not possible for a prophet that he would hold something from the spoils of war, acting treacherously and misappropriating it. وَمَنْ يَغْلُلْ يَأْتِ بِمَا غَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And whoever hides anything from the spoils of war, he will surely bring it forth on the Day of Judgment. ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ Then every human being would be requited in full for what they have done, and none shall be wronged in the least. Next ayah. أَفَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ رِضْوَانَ اللَّهِ How could they make such a claim about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Can the one pursuing the pleasure of Allah, which is his Rasul, ever be comparable to the one who incurs the wrath of Allah and whose abode is hell, a terrible destination and abode it is? هُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Ayah 163. All have different standings and ranks in the sight of Allah. The Nabi is on an extremely pure and high platform, and Allah is ever watchful and observant of what they do. Ayah 164, famous ayah, Allah indeed has been exceedingly bountiful to the believers. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ When he sent to them a messenger from among themselves, what does he do? يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ Who recites his revelations to them, purifies them, and who teaches them the book, the Qur'an, the wisdom. Surely before that they were in manifest deviation and misguidance. Next ayah comes back to the loss at Uhud. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا How is it that when a misfortune befalls you and after you had inflicted upon the enemy a calamity twice the size of the misfortune you sustained? You lost 70 of your Sahaba in Uhud, but you killed 70 of the kuffar in Badr, and 70 you took as prisoners of war. So you inflicted double, and you sustained half of the loss. And when you sustained that loss, and some of them said, Anna hadha, how has this occurred? We are mujahideen. We are on the path of truth. Why has this happened to us? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ The loss has occurred from the fault of your own selves. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over everything. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ فَبِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, the misfortune that befell you on the day when the two armies confronted each other, it occurred by the will of Allah, so that he may distinguish and mark out the true believers. وَلِيَعْلَمَ الَّذِينَ نَافَقُوا And so that he may distinguish the hypocrites. And they were told, تَعَالَوْ قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Come fight in the cause of Allah or defend. They responded and said, لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَاتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ Had we known that fighting would break out, we would have followed and joined you. هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ The munafiqeen, they were on that day nearer to kufr than to iman. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ The words which they utter bear no relation to what is concealed within their hearts. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what they conceal. الَّذِينَ قَالُوا These munafiqeen, they are those who said about their brethren who proceeded for battle, whilst they themselves remained behind. What did they say? لَوْ أَطَاعُونَا مَا قُتِلُوا Had they listened to us and stayed behind, they would not have been slain. Tell them, فَدْرَأُوا عَنْ أَنفُسِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ Avert death from yourselves if you are true in what you say. About the shuhada, we conclude with these two ayat. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, do not ever think that those who have been slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never consider those who are slain in the path of Allah as normal dead people, bal ahya'un, instead they are alive, sustained by their Lord. Next ayah, farihina bima atahum Allahu min fadli. They rejoice about what Allah has conferred upon them of His grace. وَيَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِالَّذِينَ لَمْ يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ أَلَّا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ And just as they are delighted by their state, they also rejoice upon those who are still alive in this world and who have not yet joined them, that if they were also to be martyred, they would also have no fear nor grief like them. يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ This rejoicing and joy upon their state is on account of the blessings and the grace of Allah and fadl which they have received. And rejoicing for those yet to come is because they have seen أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Allah does not allow the good deeds of those who excel in goodness to go to waste. جزاكم الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير. ولئن قتلتم في سبيل الله أو متتم لمغفرة من الله ورحمة خير مما يجمعون. ولئن متتم أو قتلتم لإلى الله تحشرون. فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. وما كان لنبي أن يغل ومن يغل يأت بما غل يوم القيامة ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. أفمن اتبع رضوان الله كمن باء بسخط من الله ومأواه جهنم وبئس المصير. هم درجات عند الله والله بصير بما يعملون. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. أولما أصابتكم مصيبة قد أصبتم مثليها قلتم أنى هذا قل هو من عند أنفسكم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. وما أصابكم يوم التقى الجمعان فبإذن الله وليعلم المؤمنين وليعلم الذين نافقوا. وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا قالوا لو نعلم قتالا لاتبعناكم. هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون. الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا قل فادرؤوا عن أنفسكم الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا تحسبن الذين قتلوا في سبيل الله أمواتا بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون. فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. يستبشرون بنعمة من الله وفضل وأن الله لا يضيع أجر المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم.